An internationally acclaimed Red Cross prison program continues its expansion in Australia. Tasmania is the latest state to opt in. This program enlists inmates as volunteers to improve the safety and well-being of prisoners generally. It's currently operating in four prisons. Townsville Women's Correctional Centre is one of them, which is preparing to mark a significant milestone today, as Cathy Van Extel reports.
So I have been going in and out of jail since 2018. I've been in and out four times. I got heavily involved in drugs and drug addiction. Yeah, it was just something that I never, ever saw myself getting out of.
When 24-year-old Christy Fenwick-Scales was released from Townsville Women's Correctional Centre in December, she had reached a turning point in her life.
Rachel has actually been one of the biggest supports for me since getting out this time. She encouraged me to get back into work. She was a support with me moving to a new town, as well as doing my volunteering with Red Cross. I also work pretty much full-time now.
Guiding her is Rachel Montgomery, who runs the Red Cross community-based mental health first aid program in Townsville Women's Prison. It's called Sisters for Change.
I met Christy inside Townsville Women's Correctional Centre, and she was a great help and support to one of our Sisters for Change. She used to support some of the projects that we were running inside the centre. Christy was keen to get in touch post-release, and we're excited to be able to invite her to onboard as a volunteer with Red Cross. Since she's joined the team post-release, given a lot of women inside hope that they might be able to have an opportunity post-release as well, that they're not just their criminal history, that they also have a lot of skills, knowledge and capability that is highly valuable. And by doing the program inside as well, they've had their skills and knowledge certified and recognised.
Under the program, prisoners are recruited as Red Cross volunteers and trained in mental health, first aid and community development. They work with Red Cross and prison staff and engage with fellow inmates to identify projects to improve prison life and support personal development. Today, in Townsville, the second group of inmates, 11 in total, will graduate as fully fledged Sisters for Change volunteers. Rachel Montgomery says it's a milestone to celebrate.
Today, the women have planned an amazing event. There will be dance, speeches, poetry. We've got some VIPs coming into the centre. Elders from across northwest Queensland are coming in. The women we've been training have been working alongside us for 6 months. So today really is a day to celebrate the dedication and effort they've put in, but also see the opportunity for the impact that they can make inside the centre, as well as post-release.
Along with Sisters for Change, Red Cross also supports Elders for Change, providing cultural support for inmates, including a grief and loss yarning circle. Auntie Jennifer Rubin has been involved for 18 months.
They've got a family member that had passed away outside the prison, so we go and have a grieving and loss yarning circle with the inmates. So we could have about 20 inmates. We have a priest that comes in with the elders. Sometimes they don't get their families coming to visit them. It's very hard for them. You know, they've got that no support. So with us elders being there, we provide support to them face to face.
And what are some of the other things that you do to provide support then for the inmates?
We do cultural counselling. Sometimes these ladies like to talk about their culture from where they're from, and they'd like to hear the elders, where they're from and what have they learned throughout their lives with their cultural, you know. Some of these ladies in there are very young. Some of them have not even been taught their culture.
Why do you think the Elders for Change program is important?
It's providing support. It's providing a listening ear. It's providing a healing process for the ladies. So we're there for all sorts of things that these young ladies need in a prison.
What do you get from it?
To tell you the truth, Cathy, I love it. I feel that I'm doing something for the community. I'm doing something for the inmates. I'm giving them, you know, provide information to them from when they leave the prison. There's better life outside.
The Red Cross program originated in Ireland a decade ago, leading to dramatic reductions in violence and improvements in prison health and culture. It came to Australia in 2018 and is currently in four prisons: St Heliers in New South Wales, Acacia in Perth, and the Adelaide and Townsville Women's Correctional Centres. It's about to begin in Tasmania's Risdon Jail. Jovina Racconi is the national lead of Red Cross Justice.
We had an election promise from the government that's been returned down there, and so we're actively hoping to launch in the next few months. That's at the Risdon complex. We're going to be starting in the women's prison there, the Mary Hutchinson Centre, and then in the sort of second or third year, looking to expand into the men's facility there as well.
What is the key to the success of this program?
We really see an increase in the self-confidence of the people participating, the volunteers participating particularly. The volunteer model is the key to the success, as well as the really close partnership with the prison staff and the prison environment itself. We've had really great feedback from corrections officers who've noted a difference in the volunteers and their sort of behaviour and being really positive role models in the communities.
It's been a success in Ireland, and that's why the model has been adapted to Australia. But just how successful has it been in Ireland?
Went from being in one prison in 2009, it's now in every single prison in Ireland as of 2014. They've found that volunteers who've participated in the community-based health and first aid program, upon release, they're 13% less likely than the general population to reoffend. So that's about 75% not reoffending. So we're hoping to see the same happening here.
And what are the ambitions then for the project here?
We would absolutely love to see this at least in every state and territory. We're having active conversations in the states where it already exists with other prison facilities. And so really it's just a matter of time, hopefully, before we can really grow the footprint and build on the successes that we've already seen in Townsville and the other sites as well.
That's Jovina Racconi from Red Cross, ending that story from Cathy Van Exel.